T minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to your one-stop weekly source for disc golf news and information. This is PDGA Radio for the week of September 1st, 2008. And coming your way this week are some results from the past weekend, some quick news items from throughout the disc golf world, along with a preview of some tournaments taking place in Illinois and the rest of the world over the next two weekends. Stay with me for those stories and more on this edition of PDGA Radio. It's being brought to you by Discraft, the PDGA Store, the International Disc Golf Center, and Innova Champion Discs. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. The Labor Day weekend didn't slow down disc golfers, with more than 20 tournaments taking place. One of the larger ones was the A-Tier in Paw Paw, West Virginia, and the West Virginia Open. And there it was, Marcus Kallstrom taking a 6th-throw victory over Mike Moser. Kristen Weidel beat Kelly Boyce to win the women's pro division, and Dave Devine won in Masters. Now we move to what is listed as a C-tier on the schedule, which may lead you to underestimate its importance, but the prestigious Southern National Championships were held this past weekend in North Little Rock, Arkansas, and it was Alabama's Matt Orem winning his 3rd straight Southern National Championship, beating out Texas's Matt Hall by 7 throws. Chris Orrick takes 3rd place, Karen Jaskolka wins the women's division, Vinnie Miller wins the Masters title, and Daryl Johnson wins in Grandmasters. Into Utah we head next for results from the A/B tier called the Full Throttle Challenge at Solitude Mountain Resort. There Mike Randolph takes home the big check, beating out Avery Jenkins by 2 throws. David Feldberg ties for 3rd with Steve Rico, both 3 throws off the lead. Melody King wins for the women, and Mike Milne wins in Masters over Dan Ginley. Another A/B tier in Wisconsin for the Northwoods Open at Sandy Point Resort, and there it was, Barry Schultz getting the win by 5 over Chris Herron. More results coming up next on PDGA Radio, including an update on the European Championships from Germany.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
Well, the 2008 European Disc Golf Championships were held this past weekend in Schoenstetter, Germany, with the Swedish players making a dominant impression. I'll now try to run down those results for you without stumbling too bad over some of their names. And it was Helsinki, Finland's Ville Pipo coming back with an impressive final round, overtaking the leader and giving Pipo a 1-throw victory over the local German pro Michael Stelcher. The leader entering the final rounds was Norway's Espen Mockelgaard, who finished 2 throws off the lead in 3rd place, followed by 2 Swedish players, Anders Kallstrom and Emil Dahlgren, who tied for 4th place, 5 throws off the lead. Birgitta Lagerholm won in a playoff over another fellow Swede, Angelica Frans, to win the women's title. And the Masters division, also won by a Swedish player, Dan Johansson, went on to win by 7 over Germany's Michael Colbella. And Oscar Stenfeldt, also from Sweden, wins the juniors title. That comes off his 2nd place finish at the World Championships earlier in August. And quickly elsewhere around the PDGA Tour, Dutch Napier won an AT&T Bluegrass Series event in Kentucky. Jeff Bennett won the Michigan State Championships. Riley Brenner gets his second career victory at the Millstream Open in Minnesota. Brian Schwebiger gets his 12th win of the season at the Oak Hollow Open in North Carolina. He wins by 11 over Justin Jernigan. Derek Billings won the Tahoe Mountain Pro-Am in California. Mel Schumann won in Georgia in the Top Gun Series. Will Schustrick wins twice in Tennessee. And Nate Sexton won in Adair, Oregon, as he continues to show signs that he'll be one of the new names to watch for over the coming years, dominating the Pacific Northwest over the last couple years, and his rating continues to climb, leading me to this reminder that PDGA members should be looking forward to their next ratings update. It's scheduled to be completed by next Monday, the 9th of September. I'll have a rundown of the noteworthy leaders and big changers on next week's episode. But for more information right now, you can, as always, log on and check out PDGA.com.
Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com. Your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
Well, this upcoming weekend of September 6th and 7th features an eight-tier event in Rockford, Illinois. It's known as Discontinuum Presents the Illinois Open. It will be played on three courses in the Anna Page Park, with lots of added cash to give away during this year's fifth stop of the Illinois Open Series. And then the following weekend, the disc golf action stays in Illinois with a B-tier in Centralia. That one's the Gateway Open. I recently caught up with Dave McCormick. He's the owner of Gateway Disc Sports and the tournament director for several tournaments each year around the St. Louis region, including that upcoming Gateway Open event. It's a B-tier, Centralia, Illinois, September 13th and 14th. PDGA Radio being joined now by Dave McCormick. He is the man behind Gateway Disc Sports out of St. Louis, Missouri. And beyond all the work he does with that, he is also a tournament director for several tournaments each year, and he's got one coming up in Centralia, Illinois at the B-tier this weekend. First off, welcome, Dave. Tell us about the big Gateway Open.
Gateway Open is something that we've been running here in St. Louis since this will be the 17th one, so for the last 17 years. Actually, it's September 13th and 14th, not this weekend coming up, but it's Foundation Park. It's in Centralia, Illinois. It's pretty much in the middle of nowhere, but pretty close to everywhere. The course itself is absolutely spectacular. When I first came there, and I was in a gator pet cart driving around just trying to lay out the holes, every time I went around the corner, I was like, oh my God, here's another incredible par four. So there's a lot of, there's two courses. One is a 18-hole championship course. It's a par 72. And so there's maybe six par threes and six par fives, and the rest are par fours. So it's a big course, but it's not all just big, long throwing. There's a lot of technical shots out there, and just requires you to use, you know, every shot you have and every disc in your bag when you get out there and play it.
Now, it is a B-tier. Likewise, it's pretty reasonable entry fees to get in, and you also get a very nice players pack. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there'll be a couple discs in the players package. Probably be Magic, probably a super soft Magic or something like that. Maybe it might have a couple flexibility for people to choose from, and we'll probably even have some Wizards. If somebody really doesn't want a Magic, they can go ahead and swap it out for a Wizard. Probably going to get Steve over at Quest that don't answer disc. I'm guessing that'll be something like an Inferno or Assassin or something along those lines. We'll do a lot of Ring of Fires, and there'll be a couple baskets given away as prizes. So, you know, when you're the manufacturer of the discs and you have those type of resources at your fingertips, you can give away a lot of prizes when you have a disc golf tournament. So it should be pretty good for the amateur players. We usually take the amateur players really, really well. The pros, it's hard to say who's going to be there. It's great weekend with a lot of people with a chance to get there from a lot of different places. And we're doing some promoting and marketing at a few local events this week, a few regional events this weekend for the following weekend's tournament. So you never know who's going to show up, but, you know, expecting probably 30, 40 amateurs and 20, 30 pros, something like that.
Should be a good turnout. If someone is interested in signing up, how do they contact you and get registered?
We should have that online here this week. If not, they can just email us. It's going to be just two courses. There's also, besides the big course, there's also a small course. It's really not that small, but it's a par 3 style course. And there's 9 permanent there and 9 temporary. It goes around the lake, so there's pretty cool shots. So we can get 144 players on the course at the same time. So it shouldn't be really not worried about it filling up. People can email me at david@gdstour.com if they like, or they could that'd probably be the best bet for registering for the tournament.
Again, we're talking about the 2008 Gateway Open. It's September 13th and 14th in Foundation Park at Centralia, Illinois. For those who don't know where Centralia is, sounds like it's central Illinois, but give us some reference points.
From St. Louis, you would go east on Highway 64 about 45 or 50 minutes, and you go north on Highway 51 for about 10 or 12 miles. So it's about an hour from downtown St. Louis, which puts it, coming from some Memphis, you can go straight up 57 to 64 and then come back about 30 or 40 minutes west on 64 and then go up north on 51 from Bowling Green. And from Louisville, you can just come east on, or west on 64 until you get there. It's only maybe 3.5 hours from Bowling Green, maybe 3 hours from Louisville. Coming down from Chicago, you can come down 57, and I believe coming from that way, you can cut over on maybe it's 60 and come in from that direction. It's really centrally located to a lot of cities in Memphis, Nashville, Bowling Green, Louisville, Indianapolis. It's probably 2.5 hours from Indianapolis. Chicago, 2.5 hours down from there, Peoria, Quad City. It's in the middle of nowhere, like I said, but it's really close to everywhere. Coming up at the end of October, we have another tournament that we run. We had ran it for 6 years. It's called the Ozark Mountain Open in the Fall Harvest. 2 times a year, we have a tournament down at my grandparents' farm. It's another place that's a big par 72 style course and another shorter par 3 style course called Akita's Run. So this is a more of a camp-out party-type tournament. Well, early this spring, we gave away $1,000 for first place and might wind up doing that again for the Open Division. There's lots of prizes. And this is my grandparents' farm. It's a 240-acre farm, half-mile river frontage on the Gasconade River. So people come to this tournament, and they camp out, and they party, and they stay for a few days. And it's just a really good time. The course is very challenging. The courses are very challenging down there, and similar to Foundation Park in length and style as far as lots of par 4s and par 5s, but a lot more rugged terrain and probably requiring you to be a little bit more in physical shape than most disc golf courses in the park. This is on some of the foothills of the Ozark Mountains, and there's some very steep hills and rugged terrain. There's creeks and lakes and woods. Excuse me. No artificial OBs anywhere. I believe the average score for the whole entire tournament last year was around, for the Ozark course, was around 78, which is like a 6 over. Excuse me. So it's that's for all the advanced and open divisions. For the intermediates and recs, I think it was in the low 80s. So it's a really challenging course, and that's one that if you have an opportunity to get out and play and come and camp out, you should try to come to that tournament.
And to register, it's contact you or gdstour.com.
Yeah, the same thing. Just get a hold of david@gdstour.com by email. Let me know you're coming. I'll probably try to get some online registration going for sure for the Ozark Mountain, because that tournament can fill up pretty easily. And like I said, we probably only have like 144 spots available for that tournament. And we had, I believe, 81 players maybe this spring, and probably around 110, something like that this time around, and maybe next spring it'll probably get close to filling up.
Stay tuned to PDGA Radio as we'll preview the rest of this upcoming weekend's PDGA Tour calendar and hear about a special offer that Dave McCormick and Gateway Disc Golf is offering the listeners of PDGA Radio. It's your complete weekly source for disc golf news and information.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
You're listening to PDGARadio.com.
PDGA Radio now brings you a special offer for our listeners on some special disc golf packages from Dave McCormick and Gateway Disc Sports.
We used to do this a lot when we were trying to get our name out there, offer people special deals on our discs. And, you know, with all the custom stamp jobs we have and just all the putters that we're making every single week and shipping out, we often get stacks of misstamps and, you know, slightly blemished putters. It's basically the perfect for throwing. There's nothing wrong with them other than usually the hot stamps missing a foil. Well, I'd be willing to offer the players out there who want to try some Gateway discs to a special deal of 5 for $40 or 10 for 70. That's like $7 or $8 a piece for the discs, and that includes shipping and everything. All you'd have to do is just basically email me, david@gdstour.com. David@GDSTour. Just mention you heard this ad and that you're looking for a putter special. You don't have to get putters. If you wanted to get some drivers and some mid-range, I'd be willing to do that. But for the most part, players that are going to listen to this are really after our putters. So we'll offer those deals of 5 for $40 or 10 for 70. Just email David@GDSTour.com and I'll massage you an order around and get you hooked up and shipped out right away.
We'll hear more from Dave about his company and his popular selection of putters, discs, and accessories on next week's edition of PDGA Radio. Also on next week's program will be reaction from the very first SC, or Super Class Tier Tournament. That will be taking place in Minneapolis, Minnesota with the Kenwood Classic. It's the first of its kind tournament using only the old school style of lids and ultimate type discs, instead of the more modern aerodynamic discs. Players will also receive a super class rating separate from their regular PDGA rating, as this and future SC events are hoping to help bring ultimate players and some other old school players to the sport of disc golf, while also helping keep shorter disc golf courses usable despite the improvements in disc technology and distance that have been achieved in the previous decade. But again, more on that next week, along with results from the Rockford Open in Illinois and other events, including internationally in Japan, Norway, New Zealand, and Denmark. We've got tournaments here in the States in Texas, Kansas, Kentucky, Ohio, Georgia, Oregon, Michigan, New York, Maryland, Oklahoma, all over the rest of the country as well. More than 30 total events scheduled for next weekend, so make sure you check out the PDGA Tour calendar on PDGA.com for more information on events near you and how to register for them. And make sure to join me again right here next week for some of those results. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries, along with comments about the show or programming ideas, may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.